You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference. And that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platform yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere, to restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. A mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then forbid us to protest, it should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace conference, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's going to be starting at 7:30. But we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics. And so I want to see you there. God bless.
Well, praise the Lord, mighty men, women of God. We thank God for you listening in to this broadcast, WWBC 94.7, 99.9, and 100.7. Praise God. We thank God for Brother Danny down here, this radio broadcast that covers this county. And so we thank God for giving us a platform and a voice. We are Kingdom Sounds, a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise. We got a wonderful treat for you today, an awesome man of God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to save the announcements for later on, because I really want him to give his address. They're also located here in Cocoa, Florida, besides being located in Sanford. Praise God. And he has an awesome ministry, awesome teaching ministry, powerful wife. She preached fire down from the sky, yeah. You know. Yes. And so go ahead, man of God. Let me, quickly, I thank God for my wife.
Yes, sir.
So you're trying to get me in trouble. Don't be pulling on me, Pastor. We thank God for my wonderful wife of 33 and a half years. Okay, go ahead, man.
I appreciate God for my wife, because we want to dive into this one. Pastor Apostle Celeste, I love you very much. I appreciate God just for the body of Christ. Stanford, 730 South Summit Road, in Brevard County, Saturday Fellowship, Pastor Rob, Pastor Dave, dive into this. I appreciate God for the privilege just to come on and be able to talk about just in this season what I believe is important for us as a body of believers, and those who are helping to advance the kingdom of God with changing our perspective and being able to see things not from the limited realities in which we've always seen things, but to be able to have an eternal perspective of what God is not doing, but what God has already done. Because from the beginning of time, it was already a completed work. It is not as if he had to say, oh, I need a sacrifice now. But we see that Old Testament sacrifices did not have the finality of redemption as the New Testament Adam came onto the scene and gives us the finality and the redemption that is needed, so there would no longer be the need for sacrifices. But God saw that end from the beginning. And not only did he set it up, from his perspective, he knew that the sacrifice would not be enough. But then he sits the Savior at his right hand, who is now ever living to intercede on our behalf. So we are appreciative that God saw, and not only did he see, but God also performed. And that is where, when we see things from God's perspective, we are able to see that the majority of work has already been done, and all we have to do is stand and not be moved, and know that God has already done a complete work. Yes, when we line up, you said something earlier, and when you were talking about even in the time of famine, the Bible talks about even in the time of famine, the righteous will be satisfied. But the amazing thing about the love of God is that sometimes even in the time of famine, the ones who ain't righteous still see the benefit and get the benefit. Do you not know the number of times that Jesus saved a wicked and perverse nation just because of his love concerning them? Israel didn't always line up perfectly, but because he got tired of the wickedness of some kings, he said, look, now you ain't gonna just treat my people any kind of way. And even when we were out of the spaces that we should have been in, I appreciate God for the perspective of his love and loving me in spite of me. But when we talk about seeing things from God's perspective,
can I throw something in there right quick? Ruth didn't even plant a seed. Never planted a seed. Never planted one. Planted one seed. Oh, glory to God. But yet she got to glean from a field and sit down and eat lunch with everybody. And she never planted one seed at all, and eventually married the one that was planting the seeds. Come on. What am I saying? You're saying something. You're saying something powerful, man of God. I ain't going into that. Go ahead.
Now you're gonna make me go into a little bit, because without having ever planted a seed, she receives the greatest benefit, because he made sure that she was able to glean among the choices. He made sure he didn't say, hey, go over here with everybody else. Go over here and be like every other church. He said, wait, I want you to glean in the best places, not sown any seed, and I want you to receive the fullness of the benefit. Why? Because when you could have went another way. Do you know there's another way we could have went, Pastor Thomas? We didn't have to follow God.
Let me show you something. Mm-hmm. Here's, who is that? What's her mother-in-law name? That's
Naomi.
Naomi. Naomi is a picture of the church. Come on, she's a picture of the church. Every woman in the Bible can be figurative or symbolic of the church. And here she is. She's following the instructions of the church. My God. Oh, glory to God. A lot of times we miss it because guess what? We can't pick up God's perspective in the words of someone that's trying to give you some wisdom. And here she is. She follows the instruction and never has to sow a seed, okay? She's gleaning. Come on, she's benefiting and never has to sow a seed because she followed simple instructions. Come on, all she's doing is just receiving. I don't know why I keep going this way, but I believe that there's something that God wants the people of God to receive. Listen to this word that the man of God is sharing today. Oh, glory to God, because God wants you to learn how to do things from his perspective. Put aside, make capacity, make room for the perspective of God. I just had to throw that in there, man.
Wow. And here's what, and when people can see you for who you really are in God, God gives them the capacity to receive. Watch this. He says in Psalm, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And sometimes, Apostle Thomas, we're giving them godly counsel. We're not giving them off the top of the cuff or situational things that we've been through. We're not speaking from the context of that. We're speaking from the context of being spirit-filled and giving them what we believe the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And he says, when you have the capacity to follow after wise counsel, I'll change your perspective if you receive it. Now, here's where people mess up, because not everyone receives. Guess what? Not every, and again, from when we look at it from a sexual connotation, not every time. Yes, not every time does the in the midst of making love does the woman receive. Sometimes she doesn't receive, and there are times that are ideal for her to receive. So when we look at God, we look at God, and I've been saying that God is God of place and time. When I say place and time, look at how specific he was with Adam. In the garden, place, time, in the cool of the day. Now, can you imagine Adam saying, hey, wait, God, I want to wait a little bit longer. I don't want to come when you want me to come and communicate with me how it is you want me to proceed. I want to wait till a little later because, you know, the cool of the day, you know, that's getting to be the same thing. And sometimes God wakes you up at 3 a.m. It's not convenient. He said, but I need you in place, my presence, time, 3 a.m. But what we try to do is we try to manipulate, but Lord, you know I'm tired. You know I'm tired. So what we try to do is we try to appease God and say, okay, I'll do 4. But when I come at 4, I'm gonna pray for an hour and a half, not an hour, God. I'm gonna really go in at 4 if you just give me one more hour of sleep. Now here's the problem with that. We have this children of Israel mentality where when God says go up, we don't want to go up. Because it's inconvenient. Wow. So we decide from our perspective that we're going to go up when we want to go up. Here's the problem. God is not there when we want to go up because he had a time for us to go up.
Then we wonder why we get beat down by the Giants. I'm just saying why we get pushed back by the Giants. Yes. Like why we wake up that day and all of a sudden it seems like we done taken a step back in life. Go ahead.
Yes, and that is true because the timing of God, the place of God. Abram knows, okay, the timing of God. He goes, he journeys for like 3 days, but then there's a place where God wants him to offer up his son. If he has decided that he's going to shift place and time, there would have been no ram in the bush. He had to go to the place that was specified by God. Guess what? Some people can only pray for 5 minutes. And guess what? When they stop, if the Spirit of the Lord tells you to continue, you don't stop when everybody else stops. Yes, because what? He may have you continue to press. The woman with the issue of blood. The woman with the issue of blood. She changed her perspective. She went to doctors. Yes. Didn't get no better. Only got worse. Now, at this point in time, she could be broke, busted, disgusted, and just frustrated. But guess what? When she heard, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Yeah. Here is the living word of God. And what happens is, guess what? Jesus is in a specific place at a specific time, and she's got to get to him.
Nah, I'm about to run up in here. I was just sharing yesterday with the people. I said that we have prayer meeting from 9 to 10 on a Sunday morning. And I said, even when I'm running late, because sometimes I have to go pick up the musicians or a musician, and even when I'm running late, I said, it's just something about meeting God in that space, in that room, because I could be driving and all of a sudden utterance. I start praying, yes. It's just like, because I'm used to meeting God at that certain time. Come on, I'm used to meeting him at that certain time. So I find myself praying. It just kicks in, that fellowship, deep calleth unto deep.
Yes.
And stuff, because there's a room, there's a space. You know, when you look at the word room, it means space. Jesus said that when you get ready to pray, he says, go into your room and shut the door. Sometimes we got too much going on. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes we got to realize it's not so much about the physical location, which it is. That is very important. Mm-hmm. But there's a spiritual location also. The Bible says that the disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And the Bible says he was praying in a certain place.
Yes.
Then the disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us how to pray. He was praying in a certain place. Come on. There's a place that you can pray in that is everything is certain. Come on. Ain't no, hitting this. It's some, And so, but it wasn't about the geographical location, as it was more about the spiritual location. Oh, glory to God. And Jesus spoke about a room. See, I believe that we have places or spaces that we need to be in to meet with God. When you're talking about waking up at a certain time, oh, glory to God, and there's a meeting going, you know, I worked on the Space Center, and that's the VAB had a lot of rooms, thousands of rooms, many towers, thousands of rooms. Oh, glory to God. And each one of those rooms, there was people, and in each one of those rooms eventually, you know, and so there are rooms that we're assigned to, are supposed to be in. Come on, somebody. The Lord said, go into that room. I'm going to leave that alone, though.
Oh, my God. I love that, because the more we get to know him, it's not our natural posture that changes. It's our spiritual posture that changes, because we see him differently. The more time we spend in his word, we begin to see him high and lifted up, and revelation of who he is. Because guess what? We only know him in one perspective when he's done certain things. If he's provided, we know him as God who provides. Yes. If he's healed, we know him as God who heals. If he's delivered, we know him as God who's delivered. But he's so much more based on the revelation. And here's the thing. We don't have to wait to get it because it's written. We can change our perspective not based on what happened to us. We can change our perspective based on what we receive from the Word of God, and we can see him as a giant killer because he did it. He did it in the scripture. We can see him that when we lay our petitions before him and we let him know, God, if you let this enemy defeat me, how will I be able to praise you? I can't give you praise in the grave. And we can lay our petition before him, give him our prayer, and watch him say, in this battle, you have no need to fight. We get so used to physically doing something. We get so used, we become so deep sometimes that we think that it's really about us. So we think that prayer is not prayer unless we shock. Prayer is not complete with just being able to come and say, Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. See, we have to understand it won't be done in earth until we realize that it's established in heaven and we receive what's in heaven so that it can manifest in earth. But we got to change our perspective.
We set up on the Apostle Carter. Apostle Carter, let me show you what I mean. This is awesome. She changed my perspective.
Yes.
Because every time when the enemy stuck his head up, I thought that I would have to just go into warfare. And one day she was up preaching, and she said, sometimes when the enemy sticks his head up, you need to say, Lord, is it I, or is it an attack? Come on. It changed my perspective, because guess what? I realized that sometimes I didn't have to fight. All I needed to say was, I repent.
Yes, okay. Yes.
I'm sorry. And you said also that, you know, sometimes we go into prayer and we're, you know, just go, yeah, you know, we just, right? There's times when the Bible, when the children of Israel went to war against the tribe of Benjamin, and they lost 18,000 men, and then they turned around and lost 22,000 men. Oh, glory to God. 40,000 men before they went, and they changed their perspective on how they're going to approach God. Come on, the Bible says they came and they sat quietly. Sometimes we come in and we talking too much, and God want to give us a strategy. Come on. The Bible says they gave offerings. They sat before the Lord. The Bible says they all gathered as one. Why? Sometimes you just need to shut up. Sometimes you need to go and just put an offering in the offering tray. Come on. Sometimes God want to say, do something, because we think that we got to come always the same way. We got to come loud. Come on. You know, do you believe that when there was times when God was just yelling at everybody, you know, and stuff like, I just believe that when Jesus told the man, go and show yourself to the priest, he didn't say, go show yourself to the priest, you know. No. He, you know, and so sometimes, you know, we can sit up under certain ministries and they'll think that they'll have us thinking that, guess what, the Lord did something the same way every time. But come on, the word will change your perspective. Yes, the Spirit of God. Come on, I just want to throw that in there, man.
Oh my God, Apostle Thomas, and it does, because we can, God won't allow us, you know, sometimes you'll have a song that takes you in.
Yeah.
And it'll take you in for a season.
Yeah.
But then when God puts new wine, he doesn't expect you to keep the old wineskin. If you pour new wine into the old wineskin, then the new wine is going to cause the old wineskin to burst. God will give you such a revelation of who he is in you that you can't even hardly contain what God tells you sometimes. But it's not for us to always go out and tell somebody. God will not allow us to become so systematic that he will always be there every time we go through step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because then he's not God. He's man, because man depends on systems. God works outside of systems. He governs. He governs. We develop systems to learn how to govern or for certain things to take place. If I was a baker and I put ingredients, and here's what we're missing, because we, Apostle Thomas, this is what messes up a lot of people. We spend years preaching.
Yeah.
And if we are bakers, we look at ourselves as preachers and bakers. One of the things we know that in order to make a cake, certain ingredients go in. So when we put all those ingredients in a bowl, somebody who just looks at ingredients doesn't know what we're preparing.
Right.
We know what we're preparing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Those ingredients have to be mixed.
Yeah.
Okay. When we preach the word, if it's not mixed with faith, it's void. So if we just have the ingredients or the components and they hear it and they see it, but they don't mix it with faith, they won't be able to manifest the fullness of what God has planned. We may know it's a cake, but because cookies sometimes have some similar ingredients, they don't know whether cake or cookies is being cooked. But guess what? If they stay long enough and mix whatever with faith to get into oven and be baked, they'll see the outcome. But most of us, because of our limited ability or our fleshly perspective, we don't sit long enough. We go from church to church. We go from revival to revival. We go from prophetic move, which ain't prophetic, to another prophetic move, because guess what? There are times when I gave and I wish I could have gave back what I gave, because it wasn't in what I gave. God was in control. I would have been the recipient of what he promised just by believing him. He didn't tell me to sow, but I believed in myself without the leading of God's spirit. There are some times where we sow where God didn't say so.
That's right.
And you can't expect the harvest where God didn't say so. And again, I'm not speaking against, because I love the work that God does in his leaders. High, basic, whatever. But again, Benny Hinn didn't have what you needed. Awesome man of God. Creflo Dollar didn't have what you needed. Awesome man of God. The T.D. Jakes book, Woman Thou Art Loose, didn't have what you needed. You know where what you needed was? In the 66 books. In the 66 books. And you would have gotten further, because watch this. He watches over his word to perform it. And not everything that everybody is out there talking about is word. Some of what people are talking about is like McDonald's Burger King conversation. It's not a revelation of what God is doing in this time. So guess what? Your perspective of God stays the same, and you don't see him as God who is complete control, who provides, who makes ways, who's a miracle worker. You don't see him. And the world talks about us being a church because the fullness of God's authority is in the power of his word, not just in the word spoken. It's displayed in the power. Let me help you understand something about me. If I tell the devil to stop, he better stop. I don't want to sit, push, pull, tug, toe. I don't want to go 30 minutes into speaking in tongues. I want him to recognize what is written. Jesus does not say all of that rigmarole and he in the hard. When he comes against him, Jesus says, it is written. He don't do a message. He don't go in tongues. He don't go into intercession. He merely lets the enemy know what is written. And that is where we go wrong. We don't know what is written. And because we don't know what is written, our perspective has not changed and we remain defeated. But if you knew what was written, God is able to lift you up out of where you are to be able to get to where he wants to be. But it's only based on what is written. He's looking over that word. He knows you're in a bad situation. He knows your state. But again, are you giving him back his word? He hastens his word, not your preconceived thoughts, ideas. Guess what? He loves you. And again, when you're hurt, it hurts. That's a reality. But guess what? The hurt that you're in, if you know his word, you have the capacity to come out. But you have to change your perspective. In the Bible, we look at something that's like this. In the Bible, we see this a lot. This too shall pass.
Yeah.
Or, and it came to pass.
Yeah.
Meaning that it was just coming into fulfillment, or there was something in your life that would eventually fade away. But again, if we don't change our perspective, what's in your life won't eventually fade away and be a part of the past. Or what's needing to come into your life won't eventually come into fruition if you don't ever change your perspective.
Give us your information, man of God. We're going to spend these last minute and a half. Give us your information for your church. There may be somebody listening that want to visit and come and find out where this kingdom sound is coming from.
Rivers of Living Water Ministry. We're located in Sanford. We're currently fellowshipping at 730 Upsala Road in Sanford, Florida. And on Saturdays at 9 a.m., we're fellowshipping at 215 Oak Street in Cocoa. Kingdom Sound, Apostle Thomas, man, I thank you so much. And it is truly my prayer in this season that the word of God and the assignment of God would move at the speed of sound concerning you all, and that the word of God would prevail mightily and miraculously in the ministry concerning you and your wife, and in this season that no need would go unmet, and the God of exceedingly abundantly will cause the work that he has called you to prevail, and that the ministry shall see miracles, signs.
My God, up in Zion. I receive that in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Now you're back in the hands of Brother Danny. We thank God for him. I'm going to give him a hand clap. Woo-hoo! Awesome job. He's anointed to do this job and empowered to do this job, and we thank God for him.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere, to restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. A mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then forbid us to protest, it should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace conference, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. That's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. We're going to be starting at 7:30. But we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics. And so I want to see you there. God bless. Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise.